The Philadelphia CityCast is presented by BetRivers. BetRivers Sportsbook is the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting, and it has you covered for the NFL season. They are offering same-game parlays in all pro football matchups. They are bringing back their Reduce the Juice promotion on game days, and this NFL season, they have a $1 million Beat the Spread challenge with thousands of dollars given away each and every week. Pro football betting is more rewarding at BetRivers. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com to bet.
This is the Philadelphia CityCast with Ryan Rothstein, presented by BetRivers.
Welcome back. Philadelphia CityCast, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook. I'm your host, Ryan Rothstein. Make sure you're subscribed, following the show on all the pod platforms. Eagles lose. And man, there's just nothing funny about it as I laugh there, but I mean, let's just get right into it. All right, so Giants win yesterday, 13-7 at the Meadowlands, and I wasn't able to get an episode out there after the game. I ended up watching a little bit of the post game, and I was just, my voice was shot. I was exhausted. I was on WIP overnight, a few nights over the weekend into Sunday as well. So anyway, here we are on Monday doing, you know, a little reaction and discussing the game. And man, I mean, where do I start? And here's where I'll start, actually. It's the quarterback. It's Jalen Hurts. And it's funny to me how, you know, you go online, you go on social media immediately following the game. And, I've been listening to WIP and just sports talk radio as much as I can today, Monday, which is a big day for all of us to react and talk about it. So here we are on this show, but a lot of blame to Jalen Reagor. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Like, listen, I get it. At the end of the game, you had a chance to win it. Jalen Hurts finally made a nice throw, a couple of them on that last drive. Jalen Reagor didn't bring it down. I mean, are we surprised? Right? Like, that's not Devontae Smith. What do we expect here? You know, Jalen Reagor finished the day, 2 catches, 31 yards. What I don't understand is he was targeted 7 times in the game. Right? Like, this guy has been a bust. This is nothing new. And this was a big season for Jalen Reagor, for us at least, deeming it, you know, a relatively big season because, all right, can he redeem himself? Can he prove to not be a bust? What has he done all season? He has 201 receiving yards on the year, a couple of touchdowns. He's not a threat, right? The only success that he's had, you know, they put him back there to return kicks, return punts. They try and give him the ball, you know, in the screen game a little bit because he's just not capable to be a viable threat as a legitimate receiver in any offense down the field, right? So why do you think you've been seeing him with the ball in the situations that we have all year long, and now we're absolutely crushing Jalen Reagor here in Philadelphia, raking him over the coals, you know, almost as bad, if not worse, than Nelson Aguilar? Why? Right? Like, it's frustrating. And let's throw some criticism his way. And we had an opportunity to win the game there. It's not his fault. He's not the story to me. He's not the reason the Eagles lost. The Eagles should have never been in that situation. Like, period. Bottom line, that Giants team is a joke. There's nothing, okay? If the Giants all of a sudden flipped a switch, light bulb went on, and they looked really good yesterday, we would talk about it. I would talk about it. It's not the case. This is all about the Eagles. And this is all about Jalen Hurts. 3 interceptions. Not 1, not 2. 3 interceptions. He looked completely lost as a passer. He looked completely incapable as a passer. Every time the Eagles and Nick Sirianni as a play caller decided to put the ball, quote, in Jalen Hurts' hands as a passer, bad things happened. Bad things happened. The only times, and there wasn't many of them, that the Eagles offense actually looked like, okay, they're in rhythm, or maybe they can get something going here on this drive, it was when Jalen handed the ball off or Jalen ran it himself. All right, the passing game was embarrassing. It was embarrassingly bad. I don't look at the play calling. I mean, what do you want Nick Sirianni to do? what could he have done differently? And I'm not saying he was perfect. No coach ever is in one game. But maybe he could have been a little bit better. Maybe earlier he could have went a different route with establishing the run, whatever it is. But if you've been listening to this show from, quote, day one, from prior to week one starting, I've been pretty open and critical of Nick Sirianni every chance I get. And I will continue to do that if and when the time's right for it. And he could have been better. The story for me, as it relates to this Eagles-Giants game, is not Nick Sirianni. It's not Jalen Reagor. It's Jalen Hurts. Bottom line, 14 of 31, 129 yards in the air, a 4.2 average, 3 interceptions, no passing touchdowns, a 17.5 rating, a 17.3 QBR. His over hit on the rushing prop again, so there's a positive. We hit that. 8 carries, 77 yards on the ground. You know, that's where he's strong. That's where he excels. Boston Scott had a great day up until it mattered. He had that crucial fumble, but you know, the Eagles bounced back from that fumble, but we'll get there. All right. There's a lot to unpack. Boston Scott finished with 15 carries, 64 yards, and a 4.3 average and a touchdown. Miles Sanders, for the most part, had a nice day. 9 carries, 64 yards, a 7.1 average. Didn't find the end zone, but 64 yards apiece from Boston Scott and Miles Sanders. 208 yards on the ground. You did what you've been doing on the ground. All right, so I don't know how much you want to scream and yell that Nick Sirianni got away from what they were doing. 33, because Quez Watkins had a rush. 33 rushes, 208 yards, a 6.3 average, and a touchdown. How many more times do you want them to run the ball? All right, 33 rushes, 31 pass attempts. Pretty balanced play call. That's what they've been doing here. It's Jalen Hurts. You couldn't get Dallas Goedert the ball at all. Goedert had one catch. That's right. One catch. He was targeted 3 times. You have to look his way a little bit more. Devontae Smith, 2 catches, 22 yards, targeted only 4 times. Quez Watkins was targeted more. Jalen Reagor was targeted more. Devontae Smith threw his helmet after the game, visibly frustrated, and he should be. And the only frustration that he should have is on his quarterback. He's not going through any reads. He's not going through any progressions. He drops back. He looks at maybe one wide receiver, one option, one progression. I don't even think he goes through his progression. He looks at one guy, and then he was just taking off or making a bad decision. All right, and what did we talk about all season, and what did I continue to talk about? And I talked about this Saturday on WIP. Like, let's pump the brakes a little bit on anointing Jalen Hurts as the chosen one here in Philadelphia. This offense has looked really good. You know, prior to this Giants game, they've looked really good since Las Vegas. You know, who have they beaten? Who have they looked good against? They looked really good against an 0-10 team in Detroit. They looked really good against a Saints team who's playing their third string quarterback, who at the time was without Alvin Kamara, was without a couple of key starters on the offensive line. You beat a good Denver team. I would say that right now, that's their sole, quote, good win of the season. And you also lost a couple games in there. And now you lost another one at the Meadowlands on Sunday against the Giants. Like, I tweeted this out as well, and you can follow me on Twitter if you're not, at Wise Rye, WISERYE, about Jalen Hurts and this Eagles team when he has to throw the ball. And it's not pretty. I mean, this is not something you want here. Eagles record when Jalen Hurts has 30 passing attempts or more, 2-4. When it's under 30, a little bit better, but I mean, nothing great, 3-3. So I think at their best, they're, you know, maybe a 500 team, and that's at their best. So here they are at 5-7. And I think what's frustrating is the turnaround that they had is plays a role, right? This team was abysmal for the first 7 weeks of the season. And then the Detroit Lions game happened, and it was a pure domination. And we saw a completely new look offense, 44-6 dominating, right? You come back home, you look a lot better against a good Chargers team, talent-wise at least, when I say good Chargers team, right? So there was like, there was a visible, clear difference with the eye test. And then even certainly on paper, the team gets two consecutive wins for the first time this season after the win against the Saints at home, gets their first win at home in that Saints game. And now all of a sudden you're saying, okay, they're 5-6. The Cowboys lose on Thanksgiving Day. And what did we talk about here? I mean, I talked about it as well. And shame on me because I started to drink some of the Kool-Aid again. I guess I can be deemed as one of the, quote, negative ones leading up to the Saints game even. And then I started to turn the page. And as soon as I turned that page, the Eagles humbled me. Humbled me real quick because 5-6, Cowboys 7-4. And then you say, man, Eagles get the 500 here with this schedule. They have a mathematical chance, a real mathematical chance at winning the division. Well, not so fast, my friends. Not so fast. It's funny, like right before kickoff yesterday, Sunday morning, you look at the odds for the NFC East, and Will Hill and I talked about this on our Saturday crossover episode. Eagles were 5-1 to win the NFC East. After the loss at Bet Rivers, now they're dropped to 11-1. So that's the opportunity that they had. So that's what makes the loss even more frustrating, 13-7. And then they finally did get off the field. Their defense, I should say, finally got off the field late there against the Giants. But the Giants milked, I don't have it right in front of me. They milked like 6, 7, maybe even 8 minutes off the clock. Eagles defense couldn't get off the field. That Giants team's a joke. So you have problems once again rearing their ugly head that I don't think just poof went away because you beat a couple really bad teams or a really shorthanded team. Let's pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes. They have a lot of work to do, and Jalen Hurts is not done enough for me. I love the kid, right? And that's why, like, you see a ton of Eagles fans coming to his defense today. I respect it, right? Because he is very likable. The team and locker room clearly like him and respect him as a leader. He is the leader of this team right now, especially on offense, or at least on offense. That's all great. And that's all, you know, a relatively big deal for a young quarterback to win over a locker room like that and even win over a city for the most part. But he hasn't shown enough as a passer. He has not shown nearly enough. A 17 rating, it's embarrassing against that Giants team. Absolutely embarrassing. And, you know, we'll see. Well, the schedule's still easy. It's, you know, and I talked about this as well. It's still really tough to sweep division opponents. In this division, it's just as tough, if not more. In the NFC East, we see it. We all know it. As Eagles fans for a long time, it's really tough to beat the Giants twice, Washington twice, Dallas twice, regardless of the records and how those teams are doing and in that given year. And now the Eagles have the Giants and Washington. They have to play them both times in a matter of, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks all lumped together. That makes it even more challenging. I don't think that makes your life easier. So I would say the easiest game remaining on the schedule is this upcoming week. Once again, at the Meadowlands, taking on the Jets. But that's certainly not going to be a gimme. All right, we're going to continue to recap a little bit more about this Eagles-Giants misery meltdown at the Meadowlands. Much more still ahead.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The VSiN Midseason Football Special is here. Put the VSiN betting experts to work for you from now through February for only $99. You get daily best bet emails, 24/7 video streaming, betting splits for every sport, point spread weekly, plus in-depth data and analysis on VSiN.com. Sign up today at vsin.com/subscribe and get everything we have to offer for the rest of the football season. That's right, for only $99. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Misery at the Meadowlands. That's what we're calling it here on the Philadelphia City Cast. let's look at the drives offensively for the Eagles. The entire game. Drive by drive on offense. First drive, 3 plays, 0 yards, punt. 10 plays, 54 yards, interception. 3 plays, 0 yards, punt. 15 plays, 92 yards. Okay, you got something going there. Nice. Interception. 5 plays, 35 yards, turnover on downs. 1 play, -8 yards, interception. Then finally, a 10-play, 66-yard drive resulting in a touchdown, followed up with a 6-play, 14-yard drive resulting in a punt, 4 plays, 25-yard drive resulting in that fumble, 8 plays, 32 yards to end the game resulting in a turnover on downs. I mean, that is not going to get it done. 4 turnovers on the game, not going to get it done. You are not going to win any NFL game. And the fact that you still had a chance, that's what frustrates me a little bit, because now a lot of the focus and attention from Eagles fans is on that last drive with the Jalen Reagor drop. Listen, 4 turnovers in a football game, you should have never even still had an opportunity to win that game. That's how bad the Giants are. And the fact that you still should have and could have won that game at that moment in the final moments of the game just shows how bad of a team the Giants are and just how much more frustrating that loss is, because that's not what this loss is about, Jalen Reagor dropping it. It's not like you're the Chargers game or even it's going up against a team like Tampa Bay where, you know, Jalen Hurts is playing one of his better games, not 3 interceptions. You don't have 4 turnovers and you have an opportunity to win a game late and Jalen Reagor drops it. Sure, then I'm on board with zeroing in on that a little bit more, but not as it relates to this matchup Sunday. No, I cannot get on board with that. I am not going to be one of those people that is screaming about Jalen Reagor, because that's not the story. That is nowhere close to the story for me. It's all about Jalen Hurts, and it's just I feel for him because I certainly like him a lot as a person and as a football player here in this city. He's well-equipped to handle the city and the criticism and the noise that he's going to have to deal with if he were to remain here in Philadelphia long term. And now, you know, head coach Nick Sirianni, he spoke today. I listened to that press conference in its entirety. Nick Sirianni was asked about Jalen Hurts' ankle, and Sirianni, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, said he's not sure. I didn't realize the injury was that serious. I did see his ankle taped up, but I just thought, you know, maybe a light sprain and that's not going to affect him moving forward. But his status is up in the air now for this Jets game. So we'll see. And just real quick, the early line at Bet Rivers Sportsbook, the Eagles favored by 6.5. I don't care who you're playing. I'm not laying 6.5 with this Eagles team right now. My goodness. Yeah, while we're on the injury topic here, just for a second, Driscoll, Eagles right guard, he suffered a high ankle sprain against the Giants, and he's going on injured reserve. This is his second trip to IR, so that makes him out for the season. We'll see who replaces him or how they adjust the deck, so to speak, with this offensive line. Sirianni was asked about that today as well. He did not confirm anything regarding that. Brooks is not ready to return yet, so we will see. Fortunately, that is the one area where this Eagles team has some depth, is the offensive line, and they've been fantastic all year, regardless of who's been in there. So we shall see what that offensive line looks like for the Eagles, both this upcoming week against the Giants and the rest of the way to finish out this season. But just disappointing. This is all about Jalen Hurts. Nothing. Giants, 25th ranked passing defense, right? You're not going up against a strong unit. You still did what you needed to do on the ground. And, you know, this, a lot of fans don't want to have this conversation, but I'm having it. And even in the games that Jalen Hurts has played well, he hasn't been asked to do a whole lot. I would say, I would even categorize it as more than that. He's been asked to do nothing as it relates to throwing the football, and certainly throwing from the pocket. He's thrown 3 touchdown passes in his last 6 starts. He's passed for 200 yards once since week 4. He hasn't completed a pass of 40 yards since the Panthers game in week 5. And his rushing numbers are off the charts incredible. He still has an opportunity, a strong opportunity, to eclipse the 1,000-yard rushing mark, which only 2 other quarterbacks in NFL history have done. So he's done a lot of good, and he's led this team as a young player in this league. So those are big positives. That doesn't mean he's the guy for the future. That doesn't mean he can be even a good to capable passer in the NFL long term. There are concerns. There are serious concerns with Jalen Hurts. 14 for 31, 129 yards, a 3 interception, just flat out disaster, embarrassment. Straight embarrassment. His passer rating, I mentioned, 17. It's the lowest by an Eagles starting quarterback throwing at least 20 passes in a game since, I can't even pronounce this dude's name, since undrafted rookie Brad Goble in Tampa 30 years ago. He's the first Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts, that is, with no touchdowns and 3 interceptions, with a below 50% completion percentage since Jaws did it against the Cowboys 45 years ago. This was historically bad, okay? This wasn't an off game. This was historically atrocious. And we're 12 weeks into the season. You know, maybe week 1, 2, 3, maybe even 4, you can talk yourself into, you know, given more legitimate reasons as to why this type of performance could be okay. Not now. Not now. Late in the season, you have an opportunity to put some real pressure on Dallas and really hit that stamp of approval on turning this season around, and you just erase almost everything that you did against those horrible opponents prior to the Giants game to start to turn it around. So there you have it. All right, Philadelphia CityCast, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I'm your host, Ryan Rothstein. The reactionary episode here. A couple more points before we wrap up, so let's get into them.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets, and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine 2 bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back here. Philadelphia CityCast presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Misery at the Meadowlands. Eagles lose 13-7. Let's recap a couple of our plays for the game. I gave you the over on Jalen Hurts' rushing total of 48.5. He went well above it, finished with 77. That has been the best play of the year so far, week to week, for Eagles games from the betting standpoint. Eagles, obviously the favorite, so they don't cover. A big loss there against the spread. I like the under. Will Hill liked the under as well. That was my favorite play all week. That certainly cashed. So two out of three for those. And then a couple of the others that we threw out there. Will Hill mentioned for our best bets episode for Eagles Giants that Saquon Barkley would get some more touches. He was certainly right on the money with that. 13 carries, only finished with 40 rushing yards. I like Dallas Goedert and his potential over, but Jalen Hurts was just not capable of getting in rhythm with him at all. Had a hard time even looking his way throughout that game. Only targeted three times. Dallas Goedert only coming down with one catch when it's all said and done. So we hit the underplay. I also didn't really, I didn't bet this game from the spread standpoint. Both Will Hill and myself said, you know, stay away from it and focus on the under and focus on a couple player props. So hopefully you took our advice with that. So that's recapping some of our plays there. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what this team does against the Jets. We'll be talking about it all week. We'll have Will Hill join us again later in the week since it's staying in New York here this week for the Eagles. So he'll join us later to have another solid crossover best bet preview episode for Eagles Jets. 6.5 right now is the number. I'm curious to see how the public begins to bet that and where it goes later in the week. I wouldn't touch that with a 25-foot-long pole. No thank you. Eagles land 6.5. My goodness. But we'll talk about it all week. We'll have Will Hill on. I'm working to get another Eagles insider on potentially. And we'll talk a little bit more 76ers and work in some Flyers talk as well. You know, listen, this is Eagles season here. And Eagles is king in Philadelphia, but we'll work in some other topics. The 76ers, if you're listening to this before 7 p.m. on Monday, big favorites tonight at home against the Orlando Magic. 14. It was at 14.5, I believe, earlier at Bet Rivers. But right now, at the time of recording, 76ers favored by 14, coming off that devastating double overtime loss on Saturday night. You look at the total, it's at 205.5 at Bet Rivers. I like the under. I would not lay the 14. It's just too many points in the NBA. The Magic are 4-17, so they are abysmal, and they're going to be a little shorthanded tonight on top of that. But 76ers 10-10, and Embiid is playing, so sure, you can see a path to the 76ers just winning big at home with Joel Embiid. I'd look a little bit more towards the under, and I would take the over on Joel Embiid points set at 24.5 at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. So there you have it, a quick best bet option for some 76ers basketball. All right, thank you all once again for tuning in, recapping and reacting to the Eagles' misery at the Meadowlands on Sunday, losing 13-7. We'll get more into it all week long. Make sure you're subscribed, following the CityCast, available on all of your podcast platforms, and you can give me a follow on Twitter at WiseRye, WiseRye. Links to all of the pod platforms and all the episodes post it on my Twitter page. Thank you all once again for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Philadelphia CityCast right here with me, Ryan Rothstein. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. Peace.